right, let's get our Bibles out tonight. Proverbs chapter number 16. Anybody here like being sick? No. Yeah, I was going to say, it depends on the sickness. Yeah. When I was a kid, they used to have orange Triaminic. Remember orange Triaminic?
Oh, yeah.
That was good. That was real good. Almost too good. Luden's cough drops, those are good. Yeah. What I don't like about being sick, well, multiple things. The feeling of discomfort, but the cloudy mind. Ugh. Can't think straight. Your words don't make sense. All you do is want to sleep and drink tea and just wake up and have it feel better. I feel like sometimes as Christians, that's how we go through life, just a cloudy mind. In Proverbs chapter 16, if you're there in verse 3, it says, "Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established." Let's pray. Lord, we need you. Lord, we are very much aware of how much we can mess things up. And we are very much aware that our will and our desire and direction is often contrary to what you would have for us. Lord, I pray that tonight that you'd give us a clear mind. That God, if there's sin in our heart and in our life, that we would remove it. God, we would commit. We would commit to allowing you to work. Lord, help us. We need you. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Ever get squirrely in your thoughts? The further you wander away from the divine will and the scriptures of God, you will get weirder and weirder. You'll get further and further away. And here there's a commitment. You know, we ask our, when we sign up our kids to come to school here, we ask parents for a commitment. Please don't, you know, it's hard on a kid to every year be doing something different, a different curriculum, bounce back and forth. You know, this year we're going to homeschool. This year we're sending them to school. You know, back and forth. We ask parents, I understand life changes, but could you consider just committing to the same thing? We ask our guys to play sports and for the football teams or the girls' soccer teams. Hey, if you're going to sign up for it, can you do your best to be here? It's a commitment. Here we see the same word, commit. What does that mean? That means some efforts on my part. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. God, help me. I'm committed to do what you want me to do. Lord, will you help me think right? Will you give me a clear mind? A lot of our biggest problems in our life is because we weren't thinking clearly at the moment. And the Lord has a way of just making, you know, everything clear, and then there's sometimes when we just wander away from what God has for us and it just nothing feels right. And God says there's a way. There's a way that we can make this real clear. And that, if we could boil it down, it's pretty much this. Just do what he says. Just do what he says. Trust him. Put all your all that you have into exactly what he says. Obey him. There are no exceptions with God. Just do what he says. So tonight, we're going to strive for, or we're going to, our first point, we're going to reach Psalm chapter number 28. Have the clarity of mind. Psalm chapter number 28. Look at verse 8. Psalm 28 and verse 8. Wait a second. No, I want you to go to Psalm 32 and verse 8. Sorry, I can't read my own handwriting. Psalm 32 and verse 8. The Bible says this, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee. Look at what he says here. With mine eye. You know, there's a medicine out there. It's called Claritin. What is it help supposed to do? Help to clear you up. Take away the fog. It's help you to think and see better and all those things. What does it say here? God says, I can do that. But I need you to reach for direction. I need you to reach for wisdom. Remember our first verse, commit thy works unto the Lord and thy thoughts shall be established. At some point in your life, you're going to have to make a decision and say, God, whatever it is that you're going to tell me to do, I'll do it. And he says, that's what I can work with. And that's where it begins to change up here. And here, when we reach after that wisdom that God has, when we reach after his direction for our life, look at Proverbs chapter number 2. Proverbs chapter number 2. In verse 6, look at these beautiful verses. The Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment. He preserveth the way of his saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness. See, there was a commitment first. There was a reach. There was I'm trying to get the wisdom of God. And then what happens there? Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity and every good path. What happens in our life? Somewhere along the way, we deviate course from that which is true. And I guarantee it involves something like this. Closing this book. Putting it to the side. Telling God, maybe verbally, maybe through action, I don't need what you have to offer. I want to try it on my own. Today we have the blessing of having Hudson in Mrs. Hodges' class, and he comes home with science projects, to which means, Dad, we're doing a science project together. So we're sitting down, and he's like, no, I know how to do it. And I'm reading the instructions, and he's doing something different. Son, you can't do that. No, I can do it. Listen, read instruction number, not 3, not 4, not 5. Read number 1. Hey, Christian. Read number 1. Well, when we do this, and we say this, and we don't, we've stopped reaching for wisdom. We've stopped reaching for direction from God. And I guarantee that's not going to go well for your life. You're not going to be thinking clearly. You're not going to be thinking right. It's all going to get foggy. Number one, I encourage you to have the clarity of mind. Number one, reach for the wisdom of God. Number two, remove distractions. You know me, I don't tell you what to do. I let God do that. That's the best way. There'll be times when we talk about sin or things in our heart or whatever, maybe a little more focused in on Sunday school class or whatever. I believe that the best teacher and the best convictor of sin isn't what I know about, it's what the Holy Spirit of God knows about inside your heart. And I don't pick on things. I don't speak on dress much, music, TV. But there are certainly things that the devil brings by our way that are distractions. And I'm not here to try and rally the wagons and say, all right, everybody, you got to do this. And I think, but can I encourage you just try this one day. like tomorrow. Put your cell phone aside. Say, I need it for communication. I understand that. I want you to think about it like this. All devices only do what is necessary. Hey, if you work and you need to reply to an email, that's not a good day to put the devices aside. And I understand communication and communicating with your kids, but I dare say there's a lot of time, there's a lot of things that distract our mind from thinking about things that we should, and we bring them around with us all the time. Or maybe it's just me. But I'm thinking if you're anything like me, maybe you have the same thing. Try it for a day. Try it for a week. No unnecessary TV. Say, what is necessary TV? Well, that's where you fill it in. I don't know if there is necessary television. Maybe in the midst of like a weather storm or something like that, you need to see that. Close the computer. Turn off the computer. Keep your phone in your pocket. And just try and be less distracted. I'm trying to have a clear mind. I'm trying to commit my works unto the Lord that my thoughts may be established. And number one, I'm going to start by reaching for direction, for the wisdom and direction of God. Number two, I'm going to try and remove distractions from my life. In school, we have these things in between the students. They're called dividers. Do you know why we put dividers in there? You know what happens if we pull out dividers? Mr. Huber, you do it in your class. The kids love it. They just talk. There's group times. And you pull it out and the kids talk. We put dividers in to have less distractions. Now, there are certain students that are easily distracted. Say, can you give me an example of that? Yes. You do this. What was that? You know? But that's how we are in our Christianity too. Here we are reading our Bibles, and all of a sudden, before we know it, our phone is sitting right here, and we're scrolling through Facebook, looking at Fox News. And we went from studying and fellowshipping with the God of heaven to checking email or wasting time watching a show. What happens in your life if for one day, I suggest one day just to show you how hard or how much of your time maybe you actually do waste and how much you are distracted, just to show you, and then maybe that'll show you and say, wow, I've got to make some changes. The clarity of mind. Number one, reach for the direction and wisdom of God. Number two, remove distractions. Number three, have a renewed mind. Romans chapter number 12. Romans chapter number 12. Clarity of mind, Romans chapter 12 and verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Why does my mind need to be renewed? Because somewhere it's gone astray. Somewhere along the way, I've closed the Word of God. Somewhere along the way, I've taken myself off the altar. I am no longer living a life as a living sacrifice. Somehow, I've taken life back into my own hands, and I think I'm doing pretty well for myself. But the Bible says this. No, here's what you need to do. To not be conformed to this world. Sam said it tonight. I want to be in the world. I'm in the world, but I don't want to be of the world. Because when we're in the world tries to conform our mind to think in the way it does. 20 years ago, if the things that they run on TV were to even touch the screens, it would have been an outcry. People would have been protesting. And now here we are. What happened? The world got a hold of minds and taken what was good and made it evil. Not that TV's ever been good. A renewed mind. Look at Psalm 119 and verse 15. Psalm 119 and verse 15. It's so easy to get distracted. Just drive down the road, right? It's so easy to get distracted in life. Say, how do you just live? There needs to be a commitment to say, hey, I'm gonna try. I'm gonna focus in. I'm gonna make a commitment to God. God, here's my works. I want to please you. Would you change my mind? I'm going to reach for the wisdom of the Scriptures. Look at Psalm 119 and verse 15. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will meditate in thy precepts. What does that mean? I'm going to think about it. For the most part, the minute I get in the car, I turn on the radio, I'm listening to something. I don't like it quiet, I'm all by myself. You know what that does? That makes it so I can't meditate on the things of God. Do you have just time that you dedicate to just to renew your mind, to just meditate on His precepts? Just think about that. Just think about what you read today. Did you just think about your prayer time and just, God, how, what do you want me to do? And there's the clarity of mind. Number one, reach for direction and wisdom. Number two, remove distractions. Number three, renew your mind. Number four, and this is no great revelation of truth here, but Psalm 119 and verse 133. Read the Word. The best way to clear our mind and to have clarity of mind and to think right is to have our mind inundated with the Scriptures. Psalm 119 and verse 133 says, order my steps in thy word. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Do you see the connection between our commitment to the Word of God and sin in our life? The commitment that I have to the Word of God. Again, I'm going to ask you, how many times did you read this past week? Well, I did two or three. Hey, great job for trying, but that's not enough. You've got to be in the Word of God every single day. I don't have time for it. We watched a video yesterday. We don't have time for ...30 minutes of Scripture reading, but we have 2 hours to sit in front of the television. They have this app or this part of your cell phone that it's called Screen Time on iPhones. I don't know what Android does. That they probably don't even have stuff. Where's Brother Rice? They do?
Yeah.
It just doesn't work. anyways, no, I'm just kidding. Take a look at that. Open it up, take a look, and see how much time, on average, throughout the week, do you spend looking at a screen? And then just lift it up to heaven and say, God, I don't have time to read my Scriptures. I don't have time to talk with you. I am way too busy. And you tell the Lord, I don't have time to read your book. And then you go and complain to Him and tell Him you don't know what to do in your life. I don't know what the direction. I'm struggling with sin. I'm struggling with... Order my steps in thy word and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. And then we blame God that somehow He's done us wrong and that His ways don't work. We've done everything we were supposed to do. And yet still, I don't think so. That's not what the Scripture says. And if I know one thing, I know this, the scriptures are never wrong. Like I said, you will not be an exception. You wander from the word of God and the thinking of the way of God, it's not going to go right for you. So Lord, help me to, I need clarity of mind. It starts with a commitment. Actively reaching for the direction and wisdom of God. Actively taking responsibility for removing distractions in my life. A renewed mind through the scriptures. Reading His word daily. If we went around and said, what did you read today? What would you say? Well, I read at night. Okay, great. But it says, order my steps. Is that you, Mr. C? We're done. It's okay. It was Mr. You answered? All right. It was him. It sounds like yours?
Yeah.
All right, good. Are you glad it's not yours?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, good. How many of you love Mr. Colopy? Absolutely. I like that move that Brother Thren does. Closes his Bible. He still talks for like 10 minutes. Just to kind of give you like, oh, good, we're done. This past week, I think it was on Monday, cleaned out the copier room. I said, great. Had a truckload of trash. Literally. Now I have a small truck, but I understand. Filled up the bed of trash. How did it get all in there? Well, I allowed it. We've allowed it. We put things in and don't take things out. Our Christian life is the same way. It's a little bit here, a little bit there. And you might hear a message like this and go, wow, that was a little aggressive, or that might require something. Be careful that we not just get so, we just do the same thing over and over, or we just get comfortable with all this trash around us. That we're satisfied with not knowing God's will and plan for our life and direction. And we can't even think clearly according to the scriptures. That if the world starts making sense to you, that should be alarming. So turn off some of the distractions. Make a commitment. Read His word every day. There's a way that we can read His word out of duty, and there's a way that we can read His word saying, God, I need You to guide my ways. Yeah, you can turn the page two or three times and check off the box you read the scriptures. But did you really meet with the God of heaven? I've seen it at restaurants. It's a husband and wife or a young guy and a young girl sitting across from each other, and they're on their phones as they're at dinner together. Sure, they got credit for going out to dinner together, but did they really have a connection? Sure, we got credit for our scripture reading, but did we really seek God through it? Let's be careful that we not allow our copier room to get filled with junk. And then we clear some things away that we can see clearly. Let's all stand. Ask your spouse or ask somebody tonight, tomorrow, say, hey, can I show you my screen time? I just want to show you how much time I spend on my device. Say, why would I do that? To help you. To help you. Because there's a possibility that you could be highly distracted from what you should be in. This. It's easy. Heavenly Father, we thank You for tonight. And God, I pray as we go out here and back to life, Lord, I pray that the things maybe that were said here tonight would help us help lead us and guide us. God, help us to change for the right. Lord, we desire to hear from you. Lord, we need to hear from you on a regular basis. Lord, we need our hearts and minds renewed regularly. God, I pray that we would search your scriptures wholeheartedly. Lord, meet with us each and every day. Lord, watch over us now, protect us as we travel home. And I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a good night.